Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Situation. the Son has set me free, and I am free indeed. How many of y'all are free today? Amen. How many of the creative presence, you are free and free indeed. Everything that was bound in you now, be free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, because Jesus Christ has set you free.
Glory, thank you for the
Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful because today I woke up with so much joy in my heart, and it's the best I've felt since Sunday. I ended up contracting food poisoning, so I've been really sick in my stomach and everything for the last few days, and today I woke up just feeling good, feeling happy.
Amen.
And then I was teaching my student, and all of a sudden I got a call from someone that said that God had placed me on their heart really, really strongly, and then she just went in for me, and it was such a blessing because I know that God was so concerned about me that he sent his servant.
Amen.
To make sure I knew that, you know, my concerns was his concern, and it just makes me so grateful to have a God that really thinks about us at all times and wants the best for us. So I'm just in a place of gratefulness. I thank you, God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We celebrate you, sister. We thank God for the testimony being birthed. Amen. We thank God for what he's already done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life. Amen. Just stand in that place of trusting God. Amen. Stand in a place where God can work miracles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Where is that? That's a place of faith and believing and trusting God and declaring that I will not be moved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. And then like waking up, amen, with the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's like waking up, feeling restored, renewed, feeling blessed. Amen. Amen. And that's like waking up, hallelujah, being charged. Hallelujah. Set a fire. I love it. You know, you can lay down not feeling well, but when God restores you, amen, when restoration comes, when you wake up and you can just thank God, amen, for what he's done. Hallelujah. Right then and there. Sometimes we're so concerned about what we want God to do next year or next week or next month. Can we thank God for what he's doing right now? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank him for watching over me last night. And after he watched over me last night, he woke me this morning, and I had a post of my lips. I was closed in my right mind. And I want to thank you, Lord, because after this day, we won't see this day no more. We'll see a brand new day. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. I thank the Lord for this line that I get a chance to tell what the Lord has been done for me. And I want you to pray for me that I will get out this bed and walk in my backyard and enjoy the sunshine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hey, come on, my God. God is faithful to do just what he said that he would do. Standing on the promise of God. When you decree and declare the promise of God over your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you're just now joining us here on the shout and you want to shout today, you want to open up your mouth and shout and testify the goodness of the Lord that's operating through and about your life. Amen. You can do it today by pressing one. We want to hear your shout. We want to hear your praise report. Know that God has already done it. Amen. Because God has kept you. I want you to understand that you're already a testimony. You're a living testimony right now. God has kept you even to the 6 o'clock hour that you're still here. Hallelujah. Mind stable, body able, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14. Hallelujah. We ask watching for you to protect us, oh God, and everyone that we pray for today, and for our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our animals, our pets, our workplaces, our finances, our churches, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, oh God, and all that you have placed us in charge of. Lord, keep us from any harm or destruction, pestilence, diseases, distress, and stress, or natural disasters, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people that we not be taking advantage of or trickery of any type of dysfunctionality or distraction, illusion or delusion, deception or stab or any undue hardship in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God, becoming the sons and daughters of you, oh God. Cause us to realize that right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, protect us on our right hand, oh God, and on our left. Be our rear with God, oh God, and go before us that we possess the gates of the enemy and take that word was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteousness, counsel, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the days of our life, that our desire and will be the accomplishing of your total will in our lives. Word upon word and precept upon us, precept, line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our lips will not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time in the lives of those who will receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have called us to be victorious, and we hunt into your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests and kings and your humble servants. And to the God be the glory. Amen. Honor and praise in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. And we thank you for the God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. You all welcome me on today. Excuse my mouth, my speech. I'm having some issues with my mouth. I'm still recovering here, but I refuse to be moved. Amen. I refuse to fall. I refuse to fumble. I refuse. Hallelujah. I refuse. I've already decreed that I am victorious. I'm walking in my victory. Amen. I'm walking in victory. Amen. I'm walking in blessings. And I'm walking in my overflow. And I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Dylan, to the shout. You want to shout today? Go ahead and bless one, Sister Dylan. We can bring you on in so you can shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God. I know so many phone calls today on what God has done in the lives of many people that we've been praying for, amen, and interceding for here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Our God has really worked those things out and turned those things around when the devil thought he had it, when he thought he had him on the hook. God snatched right off the hook of the enemy, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank God for all the, I'm telling you, God is really working you out. He just wants to have faith. The Bible said we cannot please God with no, without no faith. We cannot please God. Remember that you have to have the faith. Even if you have a little bit of faith, amen, so you can take that little bit and grow it to much more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, go ahead and Sister Dylan and open up your mouth and shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
I looked around and said, I got the call to shout. But I'd like to thank God for waking me up this morning. Told me in my right mind all the time. Thank you, Lord. I'm above the living, not on, under the dirt. I thank the Lord for my family. I thank you for finance. I thank you for food. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am so grateful, truly grateful. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank
yes,
you for doing it, Lord. I just thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without Carol Dillon and you.
Jesus.
In you. In Jesus,
Jesus
Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I just, when you said that, just think about the time, you know, when there were times when you didn't have enough, you know, when there were times when you didn't know where the money was going to come from and you had your last $20, amen. But God made a way. When you look at where you are today and see how God has multiplied his blessings upon your life, you can't even say God when you had to go stay here and there and you had to stay at somebody's house for 30 days. Just give me 2 weeks so I can get my next check. When you think about the goodness of the Lord, how God has kept you. All you can do is shout, hallelujah, amen. When you see what God has brought you from, and say that you can look back over your life and see how far God has brought you, why won't you shout? Why not?
Why not?
Always shout. him. Why not?
Yes,
why won't you trust him? Why won't you trust him with all that you are? You not trust him? Hallelujah, with the hardest things in life. And I always say this, see, you trust a man to do what God can do, and you trust him to do what man can do, but God can do greater, than what you could ever imagine.
Yes,
I can do that. I know nobody can say it. I know nothing's going to die all the way. I know that nothing else can come from this, but God can do all things, amen. We all say he can do more to come up in a devil place, amen. We got to trust that even in the dark place of your life, that God can bring more help up to the dark place of your life.
You got to believe,
trust, and have faith that God can do it for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Glory to the Most High God, because he is worthy to be praised. That's why we come here to shout. We come to touch and agree. Hallelujah. How many trust God today for? Hallelujah. How many of you can really be honest with yourself? You've been in a point of your life where you didn't know if God was going to do it for you. Hallelujah. My God, I want to encourage you today that God can do it for you. Hallelujah. If he did it for you before, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. God bless you, Sister Dilla. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the enemy is, he's in the business of distraction. The spirit of distraction is really consuming so many people with social media, so many other things. If you have your mind set to do this and the things of God, and then somebody will come in, see, they don't even know that they're being used, but you got to come against that spirit of distraction right now in the name of Jesus Christ. They're trying to keep you from what God has for you, amen. There may be a word for you right here on the shop, but the enemy is trying to stop you from getting that. It may be your breakthrough right here, hallelujah. You just don't know how God is going to do it, but I want you to know that God is going to do it. Anything that God has called you to do, make sure that you are being obedient to the will of God for your life, because there's blessings in obedience and there is gracious in being disobedient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we see Sister Connie is on the line. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Connie. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to shout today. I had a doctor's appointment, and she was reviewing the preliminary echogram test that I took at the hospital last week.
Mm.
It wasn't good news, but it wasn't bad news. I knew it wasn't going to be, because I can tell the difference in my breathing, and some good days and some bad days, but. Now I have to see a heart doctor, so it's. But I'm not stressed about it. I'm not worried about it.
I was just
a little disappointed about it. But whatever it needs, whatever I told her, whatever I need to do. So she sent the order over to the cardiologist this morning. So we'll see. I have to have a couple of procedures done.
Well,
I have some blockages. Blocking the lungs. The heart is not pumping and doing the things it's supposed to do to help my lungs breathe. And she was showing me on the test results the difference in what part that shows and proved that it's not my asthma, it's the heart. We're going to go. I don't have heart issues. I'm just having heart trouble. So,
well, let us pray.
I'm blessed.
We want to lift you up right now. Let us touch and agree with you right now. What do you want God to do? I just want you to open up your mouth and ask God what it is that you need God to do for you right now. And then we want to come into agreement with the petition in the name of Jesus Christ, where we're right here together. We're trusting and believing with you and for you. So whatever it is that you're wanting God to do, we're not talking about disappointments. We're not talking about what the doctor say. God has your prognosis. So right now, we just want to come into agreement. As you open up your mouth, Sister Connie, right now, we're going to come into agreement. Whatever you're asking God to do in you and for you right now, let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I want him to, if that I have two options, and if one don't work, the other one will, supposedly. I just want to have one option. Let it work the first time.
So your prayer is Heavenly Father.
To just open my lungs up and let my heart do what it's supposed to do. And if there's any blockage, remove the blockage. And
yes, Lord.
Give me my life back.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come together here on the show, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your presence, Father God, for your worship. Well, there are two of them gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst. And whatever we ask in your Son Jesus' name that you would do. So, Father God, we stand on your word today, oh God, as we come and touch and agree with your daughter, Connie Northern, this day, Father God, as she petitioned a prayer, oh God, we come into agreement right now, oh God, that she would touch her heart, oh God. Oh, Father God, that she would give her little heart beat the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, that she would give her life back, oh God, that she would be effective, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and then, Lord, we ask you to remove every blockage, oh God, that is causing, oh God, the results that the doctor has seen, oh God. We decree the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ, and with the resurrection power is working on the inside, oh God, that she is healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to divinely intervene, Father God, right now, and turn it all around for a good, oh God. Lord, we know you to be a healer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let healing take place right now in the body of your daughter, Connie Norris, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a humble way maker, oh God. So Lord, we ask that you make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way right now. Father God, as she is asking today, by faith, oh God, we ask that you move in the mighty way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you increase our faith right now to receive the miracle working power on the inside right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you heard our prayers and you've answered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we give it all over to you right now, Father God. Lord, we ask that you increase your strength right now, Father God. Lord, please let peace come and be still in the heart and mind of your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, let our heart beat the rhythm of life, oh God. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood, oh God. Right now, bringing healing to every part of our body. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your miracle. We thank you for the miracle, unquestioned miracle concerning your daughter this day, oh God. Your miracle working power of healing. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all here on the shout today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you. Just stand in place. Any enemy comes to shake us, but we serve a God that is able. We serve a God that can intervene right now and turn it all around for your good. So we speak to every medication. We speak to the medication. We command it to do all that God has intended for it to do and nothing else. We come against every adverse side effects and side effects of any kind. We call every anointed doctor of God, every anointed doctor, ordained doctor that God has in the medical field to see about you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that it's already all right with you. Amen. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. We're praying for you. And we're trusting God for you and with you, Sister Connie. Amen. And we're just going right here. Amen. We will not be moved. Amen. We will not be moved. We'll be right here waiting for the praise report, how God has worked those things out in you and for you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to trust God when things come against you all. We come to agree in agreement with one another to encourage one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Encourage your fellow brothers and sisters, you all. Encourage one another. Amen. Hallelujah. We see Cousin Vinadella is on the line. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome to the shout. Go ahead and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Did hallelujah.
I did. Yes, come and bring together. Shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, glory, glory, hallelujah. I touch and I agree and I decree and I declare by the blood of Jesus, Sister Connie, while we're yet
Lord.
Calling, God has already,
answered.
You just stay strong. You keep the faith. Keep trusting. Keep believing.
Lord. Yes,
and we're going to shout for the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We thank God,
Lord.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister. Cousin Brenda, again, thank you for your shout today. Just encouraging one another here on the shout, amen. Lord, if God is able to do all these. I had a friend of mine that came here and a couple of weeks ago, we were in prayer. We had a delivering service and healing service in my home. And another lady came, and I'm telling you, God worked a miracle. When I'm not going to say exactly all we went on, but I'm telling you, it was at a point where it looked like she was not going to make it with the diagnosis that the doctor had, the diagnosis that the doctor had given her. But I tell you, when you trust and you come together, amen, that thing turned around when she went to the doctor. They, what they thought, what they saw before, and what they saw and what it was supposed to be was not anymore, amen. And I'm telling you, God is able to. And I just want you to stay in that place of believing. Put your God down today, you all. Start gathering your feet and make a decision to step out on faith. God loves boldness, and he wants us to be confident of his love for us. He wants us to know without a doubt that we are made right with him through the sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross, especially on the days when we feel unworthy of his love. You ought to live boldly means that we're willing to step out in faith to try new things and pursue our God-given dreams and passions without letting the fear of doubt overshadow our faith. See, doubt is a fear, you all, that can bring a lot of confusion. Did I make the right decision? I don't know. Maybe I did. Well, maybe I didn't. I found that when I'm confused, it's better to stop, cut off my brain, and just look at what's in my heart for what I believe that I should do. Amen. Sometimes it becomes very clear what God wants us to do. Other times it's less obvious. But before you jump ahead, give God a chance to speak to your heart. See, God is on your edge. God is on your side. No matter what, the Bible says in James 1, 5, and 6, you all says, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given to him. Only it must be in faith that he acts with no wavering, no hesitation, no doubting. See, God isn't looking for perfect people that don't exist, you all. So no matter where you are, God wants to help you. Isn't that good news, amen? Isn't that good news to know that no matter where you are in life, God wants to help you. God wants to help you. God will never leave you or forsake you, and he will always remain faithful to his word. All you have to do is ask and receive, dismissing the doubts that set themselves up against his word. If you can do that, there's no telling what God will make happen in your life. I want you to understand, words of faith bring clarity and confidence, you all, as we wrap up here the last couple of minutes. The book of Romans 4 gives a wonderful account of the story of Abraham, one of the great heroes of faith. Verses 18 and 19 says that, for Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hope in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own blood, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Abraham considered the facts, but he still believed God was greater. Verse 20 says that no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Instead of relying only on what we see around us, you and I can choose to believe God's word, and we can open our mouths to speak words of thanks like this. God, I remember the good things you've done for me and how you've been faithful to those who trusted in you. I'm giving you praise today because I know you'll always be faithful. Hallelujah. See, doubt cannot make you cave in if you will open your mouth and war against it with words of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to say, be ready to be stretched in times of waiting. Like Abraham, we all have times of waiting that God uses to test and stretch our faith. But he promises to work all things out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. See, honestly, if we can keep a good attitude throughout the process or wait time, hallelujah, or wait time, or wait time may be shorter than it would be if we decided we'd rather murmur and complain. See, God wants to use the challenges we experience to draw us closer to him so that when our prayer is finally answered and our day of breakthrough breakthrough comes, we'll be stronger in our faith and able to withstand any opposition that comes against us. Hebrews 10 and 36 says, for you have need of steadfast patience and endurance so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. See, it takes boldness to believe God's promises are for you. Not just for everyone else. It takes boldness to cling to his promises when the world around you says it will never happen. And it takes boldness to step out in faith and try something new. But be encouraged. God isn't concerned about you making mistakes. He knows you're not perfect. And he wants to give you his wisdom and strength to do everything he's put in your heart. So stop doubting and step out in faith and believe God can do something amazing in you right now today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you all be blessed. I thank God for you. I thank everyone here on the show. May God bless you and keep you. Be encouraged, everyone. Be encouraged. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. But today we're here to encourage you, my brothers and my sisters. God bless you. I bless you, Pastor. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you to be a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all be blessed. Remember, May 15th, we're having our play, The Holding Tank. Come out and support us on May 15th. We have two shows, the 5 p.m. and the 8 p.m. Tickets are now available, you all. Let us know if you want to get those tickets, amen. The number to call for tickets is 832-725-8094, 832-725-8094. God bless you all. You have a wonderful evening, and the Lord will see you all at church on Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. with us here. Of the Gospel Public Ministries, and I am Pastor, Prophet, amen, we thank God, hallelujah, God bless you, God keep you, remember, Jesus is the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear him say.
for you. I did, I do it all just for the love.
Cause for the love of the crown,
I gave you my all.
My all.
Did I give you my life?
My life.
You gave me yours, so I gotta give it back. Now it's only right.
Said I wanna hear you say,
well done.
When you call my name,
well done.
Can't wait to get that.
Well,
on a great day, that when I get to heaven, gonna sing.